This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
This is Tom Scott. Join me for Extreme Business Makeovers right here on EPN.
This is Dan Waldschmidt here on EPN with Edgy Conversations. Sometimes bad things just happen to good people. Ever hear that phrase before? At the most basic, unbiased interpretation of that phrase, it is true, right? Good, hardworking people could wake up to a world of pain they never asked for, a life they certainly didn't deserve. It happens, and it never feels fair. But how realistic is that really? How likely is it that we make a legacy of great personal decisions and end up with random life-crushing business case awfulness? Think about it. Maybe losing is more than the bad luck that we situationally bemoan. Maybe we are creating a destiny of losing by making bad personal decisions. And the more you start looking at past failures, you start to think it's true. At the time, these bad decisions seem innocent. In fact, you might find yourself defending them as a matter of perspective, but they end up costly. Here are a few of those bad personal decision areas to consider. 1. Not controlling your thoughts. This is key. What you think about is what you eventually become. If you think that you never get a break, you'll rarely ever find yourself getting one. If you think you just can't make it, you probably won't. If you think that cheating is okay if you don't get caught, you're in for a huge public embarrassment. You can recover from just about anything that ever happens to you. You're a pretty strong person at the core. But you can't recover from is the wild, maniacal things that you allow your mind to create as reality. Fear is natural. It can keep you alive. But allowing fear to make bad decisions for you is a choice for which you have to take ownership. You have to stop it. You have to talk yourself out of the panic and hysteria of the moment. And it's just not fear. It's more than that. It's pain, loss, pride, embarrassment, jealousy, anger, and the other angry mental demons that we host in our brains. 2. Not putting in enough effort today. Ever find yourself saying, shucks, I'll just do it tomorrow? You just made a decision. It might not be the wrong decision either, but you just set in motion a series of possible outcomes based on your decision to wait to start executing. No one else did that to you or for you. No one. It was all you. And strangely, that is wonderfully motivating. The effort you put into life is exactly what you get out of it. You never put in massive amounts of mind-blowing commitment to a goal and walk away with nothing to show for it. The achievement of effort itself makes you a winner. What's deceiving about effort is that we rarely openly quit on our goals. We just keep making the decision to not put in enough effort to get to those goals. Effort is earned each day. The decision to give up even one day is the first step toward losing next week, next month, next year. And that's easy to do because they're all not today. 3. Not staying financially disciplined. Discipline is a series of decisions. The worst business failures can usually be linked back to bad personal finance decisions in this area. And let's be frank, you can't be focused on building a profitable enterprise when you have horrible credit card spending habits. You can't leverage better long-term business opportunities when you pile up mounds of minimum monthly payments. You can't be patient and giving when all you think about are the creditors who have you on speed dial. Discipline. You denying yourself immediate gratification is the key to positioning yourself for the business success you really want to see happen. And you can't even get close if you're saddled with the baggage of bad personal financial decisions. Staying disciplined sucks, but it means you have the best possible chance for ending up a business case winner. The beauty of life, what you do, who you are, really matters. You create your success each day by the decisions that you make. The hard decisions to keep trying, the sad decisions to let go, the powerful decisions to rise above your weaknesses. Life is a series of decisions. The bad personal decisions you are making right now might be costing you the business success you always dreamed about. This is Daniel Waldschmidt, and we've been having an edgy conversation. This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join us next time for another edgy conversation. Right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.